Good evening. I just wanted to make some final notes on the eve before the final day. The first is on visualizing. We must practice holding the image of what we want in our minds, forming a complete picture of how we want our reality to be. Our reality is molded and shaped for us in the form of trends, television movies, branding, etc. What is it that you want? Hold it in your mind. After, of course, you figure out that this is what you truly want, get to the why of the why. Earlier, I spoke about Qigong, but there are other forms of martial arts that might interest you. And I focus on martial arts because of the way the energy is brought back into the body and harnessed, and how you form a relationship with the energies around you. You don't have to stick with Qigong. There are others like Tai Chi, Capoeira, and other martial arts for you to explore. And, of course, your plants. How did that go? Were you able to get the plants going? Did the seeds sprout? Were they able to survive? Do you feel connected to the seedlings? Could you see the possibilities of growing herbs, food for yourself? Doesn't have to be a big farm's worth of food, but understanding that putting all of your needs into someone else's hands allows them to control, thereby inflicting fear in you. But connecting with plants is much bigger than that. You understand that these are beings, whether they have faces or no. They communicate, they are alive, and they can thrive with your care. Their life's blood, chlorophyll, is very healing to us, and you should be seeing some results drinking the chlorophyll. If possible, continue to journal every day, and you may want to look back on a day or two, and you might find many of your expectations may not have happened on the same day, but they did, in fact, happen. And having expectations give you a clearer view of your day, and you won't be at the will of random chance. Write down your dreams, thoughts that come to you. Repeating numbers, answers that come through other people, passages from books that answers your questions. Notice how sometimes you will get an answer before you pose the question. Journaling allows you to go deeper within yourself. On day 28, we will cancel all contracts. I will post the document on the blog as well as read it on day 28. I suggest you read it in the morning and afternoon, and to be even more effective, write it out at least one time on day 28. It is imperative that you begin to be aware of all these contracts that bind you. Things you were indoctrinated in when you were born. Meaning you did not give your consent to being baptized or initiated into a sect. It is time to break all those contracts. And if you find that one is wholesome, that an area or an organization, group, an idea is wholesome, you can reconnect, or it will continue in a healthy way. But be aware that many things will begin to exit. It's not a bad thing, it's not a scary thing. And you won't always recognize it right away. Contracts, deals, relationships will go away peacefully. And you will be surprised how the ending of contracts show up. Allow this clean slate. Use it as a catapult to better conditions, better agreement, more harmonious agreements with people, places, and things on this planet, in this realm. Have a blessed evening. Be whole, be complete.